Crime in the City, our summer series about crime novelists and the cities they write about, takes us to one of the great cities in the world this morning. For millions of tourists who flock to Athens, Greece every year, the city at the foot of the Acropolis represents the cradle of democracy and the sublime art of antiquity. To crime writer Petros Markaris, the Athens of today represents all that stuff, but is also a symbol of the ugliness of modern corrupt societies. And if you doubt that, I have some Greek bonds to sell you. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli recently spoke with Markaris about his novels and the financial and social crises sweeping his country.
A musician plays in one of the few quiet spots on Adriano, the pedestrian street that winds its way around the foot of the Acropolis. Suddenly, we're in Monastiraki, bustling with colorful street stalls and old-fashioned shops. It's one of Petros Markaris' favorite places.
It still has something oriental. You still smell the spices, etc.
The bazaar.
The bazaar, right. This is part of the town where the ancient Greece and the Ottoman Empire meet.
Markaris uses Athens as a central character of his novels, but he acknowledges a love-hate relationship as he describes the modern city of more than 5 million people as seen from the top of Lycabettus Hill.
What do you see? Something like a hell. Everything built without any planning, without any controls, without nothing. And in between you see the streets with some insects going slowly along.
The writer says it's as if the city is shouting at him, "Are you crazy? Get out of here!"
But if you don't listen to the voice, and if you stay, then you will discover the small miracles of this city.
It's in search of those small, quiet miracles that the character, Inspector Kostas Haritos, spends many hours in his car battling Athens' notorious traffic and its polluted and clogged roadways. Markaris' books are filled with the names of streets and squares. He's been hailed as the master writer of traffic jams. Markaris was born in Istanbul in 1937 to a Greek-Armenian family. He studied economics in Vienna. He speaks several languages. When he decided to become a writer, he chose Greek as his creative tool, and he made Athens his home in 1965. He has written plays for the theater, scripts for movies, and poetry. Then he decided to write about contemporary Greek society.
You want to write today a social or political novel, you have to turn to the crime novel.
The character of the police inspector was a challenge for a writer with left-wing sympathies. In the Balkans, Markaris says, especially in countries that have had dictatorships like Greece, policemen are seen as fascists.
So when I decided that Haritos was my character, I said, how can I write about a right-wing policeman when I hate them?
He decided to take the character's uniform off, and what he found was very familiar.
And what I discovered was somebody like the people in my family. And this helped me to come very close to this character. Now we are the best friends, of course, but it took some time.
To further humanize Haritos, Markaris took a real anecdote he was told by a man who had been in prison during the junta years. This is how the former prisoner described a young policeman who offered cigarettes and comfort to men tortured in their cells.
He was running a bigger risk than us. If they caught him, his life would be much worse than ours. These are the small errors.
Markaris says his own cosmopolitan background allows him to view Greek society from a distance without sentimentality.
I mean, readers ask me sometimes, what is common between you and Haritos? Say, well, the way of observing Greece and the Greeks. This is the point where Haritos and myself, we are the same person.
Inspector Haritos and Markaris have grown to resemble each other also in other ways. They both like to read dictionaries, and their favorite food is stuffed peppers. In the 6 novels written so far, Inspector Haritos confronts crimes and murders in various settings. The world of competitive TV in Deadline in Athens, shady money deals in third division soccer clubs in zonal defense, and corruption in public work contracts ahead of the 2004 Summer Olympics, Inche committed suicide. In the latest novel, Expiring Loans, Charitos comes face to face with the financial crisis that has been rocking Greece for the last 2 years. The four murder victims are linked to banks, hedge funds, and a rating agency. All of them are decapitated, a symbolic punishment for what the murderer sees as his victim's responsibility in poisoning Greece into financial ruin. Inspector Charitos himself is outraged by the draconian austerity measures, which he considers economically irrational, that the European Union has imposed on debt-burdened Greece and other southern European countries. So much so that when he decides to hand in his decrepit 40-year-old Fiat, he opts not for a German or French make, but rather, in a sign of solidarity, he buys a Spanish-made Seat. It is through the Charitos novels that Márquez has been tracking the big transformations in European societies over the last two decades.
What changed the European crime law is money, is the financial crime. And what we are seeing in Greece today is financial crime.
The turning point in the European crime novel, Márquez says, was the fall of communism in the East and the opening up of borders.
It's a globalized communism. It's all over the world. And governments are just looking away at the cleaning process of this money. Then the flow of this cleaned money into the regular financial system is so big that nobody dares to touch it. And this is a big, topic of the modern European crime novel.
Such vast sums of ill-gotten money, Márquez fears, could lead to small countries like Greece losing control of their destiny. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
And tomorrow we're off to Dublin as crime in the city continues on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.